WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
1988 is the 100th anniversary of the publication of the first Sherlock Holmes book, A Study in Scarlet. To celebrate, the Key Video Company is re-releasing all 14 of the classic Basil Rathbone Sherlock Holmes films. Ken Tucker has a review.
Sherlock Holmes is certainly one of the most famous of all pop culture creations. Rarely, however, does a character in one medium transfer to another as successfully as Holmes did. The short stories and novellas of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle made Holmes familiar to any literate person in the first half of this century. The film starring Basil Rathbone made Holmes a household name. The first Holmes adaptation, The Hound of the Baskervilles, in 1939, was reasonably faithful to the Arthur Conan Doyle story. The movie was a great popular success, and a new Sherlock Holmes adventure began appearing annually. Sherlock Holmes and the Secret Weapon was made in 1942. World War II was on, and Holmes was updated for the period. He became a brave foe of the Nazis. Holmes' archenemy, Dr. Moriarty, was, of course, all too eager to collaborate with Adolf Hitler. In this scene, Holmes, disguised as a Royal Navy shipman, is tussling with Moriarty, played by Lionel Atwill, to prevent a secret code from falling into enemy hands.
Good evening, Professor Moriarty.
Welcome, Holmes. I may say I've been expecting you since I made off with your precious Dr. Tobel.
And his code.
Ah, yes. And his code.
Moriarty, this is no simple crime that you contemplate. It's a staggering blow against your own country.
That doesn't concern me overly. I shall make greater profit from this affair than all my other adventures put together.
Then you refuse?
Oh, most assuredly. In fact, I intend to ensure the success of this venture tonight by liquidating you, Mr. Holmes.
A gun? Oh, come now. This is not the Professor Moriarty, the master criminal I once knew. A dock rat could do as much.
Sherlock Holmes and the Secret Weapon was directed by Roy William Neal and was actually based on a Conan Doyle short story, The Dancing Men, but very loosely, as you might imagine. It permitted Basil Rathbone to do more than stride around his drawing room in a silk bathrobe, and these days the movie can be enjoyed as a lively, naive piece of wartime propaganda. Among the other Holmes films being re-released, the standouts are Sherlock Holmes and the Spider-Woman, a campy treat, and The House of Fear, a genuinely suspenseful film based on one of the best of Doyle's stories, The Five Orange Pips. Other new videos include The Living Daylights, the most recent James Bond movie starring Timothy Dalton. Like Sherlock Holmes, James Bond has been impersonated on the screen by a number of actors. Most people agree that, like Basil Rathbone's Holmes, Sean Connery's Bond is the definitive one. Still, Timothy Dalton is a witty, classically trained actor who loosened up enough to give Bond a good shot. There's also Wish You Were Here, the acclaimed comedy drama starring Emily Lloyd as the rebellious daughter of a British shopkeeper during the 1950s.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.